God, that's a shoot. Oh, yeah, they'll make the run.
Well, yeah, you're gonna, there's questions like, assuming, they'll be in the context of gray.
Well, the first question we'll get is, will relate to, Sabrina. Because, absolutely, because of the FBI, files on that safe. Well, the FBI.
The sexy question always is, if you don't send Dean and he's held hostage by committee, what'll happen to you, to the FBI? What do you do? Will you withdraw gray or?
Yes, I can, I'm hard with the son of the editor responsible. No, that's easy.
But that's the one that they keep forcing on us. You get it, I get it all the time.
But Sabrina, I would never come to Sabrina. It's a matter of being considered, isn't it Dean that's over the committee? Have they been asking Sabrina questions in the gray?
No, the committee will pick that.
Urban committee, that's a matter that is gonna be that's under consideration by the urban committee, I'm not gonna comment upon it. Let it be, let the fact come out there. I don't comment on committee hearings while they're in process. Period. That's the way I'm gonna handle it. I think you should too. They'll hate it, but on the other hand, they pretty tell I commented upon it for one of theirs. Some goddamn communist that was up there, they said I was infringing upon his rights. That's the way to handle it. Sure, we can cover up by all that, and all that's okay, that's our problem. But there's no way you can do it. I understand you wrote that in the speech, but you didn't very certainly remember the press on it. Is that your line now?
What, the grammar? I told people afterwards, I said, because everyone was making such a big deal about the fact that I'm the governor that had that speech writer during the campaign. And all right, people mentioned that to me, I said, well, I agree, if he would have had that writer during the campaign, I'm sure he would have carried Massachusetts by maybe 20, 25,000.
Drove him up the wall, you know, because of the,
but how good did he do well?
Anybody did. You don't want him getting too low.
Okay.
My governor's too low, very important, as well, they're very important. He did, and that's good.
So you're going to Bob Strauss at the wall.
Why do you feel, you feel the brother, wait a week, you think it's on me?
No,
you do, I just don't.
No, I think we should go.
But, my view is that in the war periods, I have a way. In the campaign, I didn't do it for obvious reasons. And in the war period, I had to do for national security purposes. But now there's always a goddamn problem. There always will be. One day it'll be inflation, and the next day it'll be the Congress, and the next day it'll be this and that. And it's gonna be Watergate. And if you just say, well, I'm not gonna go because of Watergate, I'm afraid that we're gonna leave. Then we're gonna leave them always. And we'll make a little news out of some of the other things we say. In my view. I think so. But in any event, I think it's just about to go out and show that we're not that concerned about it. Because it's just one of those things that's come hanging around us. It hasn't been handled very well, frankly, but the reason it hasn't been handled very well, it's a goddamn difficult thing to handle. Some of our players aren't quite as good as we thought they were.
There's a lot of seepage.
Well, that was silly, jackassy things. But you would have thought that they would have had a good sense. You would have thought a heck of a communication in his activities to be right. Would be free if they do it right. I think that the campaign committee. The stupidest goddamn thing I ever heard of. And unbelievable. They're always done. There's always this done. But, they do it from outside sources.
Vesco, I think, is an interesting circumstance.
Vesco, yeah.
I don't know, Vesco has systematically hired every lawyer in the city of Washington, as I can find. Clerk's Colts.
I did talk to this.
About that. Clerk's partner. They turned me down. That's the only firm I've heard of so far that's just turned down. Yep. Smathers.
Smathers,
everybody in town. And in New York. And they're just all
probably get on.
I need a law firm, so they cover all sides.
What?
So you're getting those stuff.
And the stuff comes over the transit, I mean, every day.
You know, we've been doing more things around, I was looking over some, I mean, we've got to report it over the last four weeks, we've been more useless things that we've been doing. And it's been, with the possible exception of crimes, we had some impact. I would say we've had four of the most wasted weeks with more energy than I ever spent in my life. You know what I mean? What I mean is meeting with Congress, meeting with governors, meeting with mayors, meeting with critters, meeting with crapping around, you know, all the crap, like 18 appointments today and so forth and so on. But it does show you how you can piss away the time and accomplish nothing.
Well, it's
not that it has to be done.
It's always
prevented. And all this business, you know, I mean, that rather than the trade, the president has gone out to the trader base to dinner and this and that and the other thing. In fact, it doesn't affect the public at all. Oh, shit. Not only affects from ignorance.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it because out of the country.
People like
it. I think it's huge playback from those kinds of things.
Yeah.
For your mix, as an example.
Yeah.
I don't believe Seattle's different than other places when I was out there for that thing.
More intelligent people.
Heard all about it. All played back to me.
Sure, but what do you do there? Meeting with the governors is what you don't ever hear.
Meeting with the governors? Except that the governor got up at this thing and it was on television the next night and told all about how he was at the White House and all this, and he was anointing himself.
Sure.
But at the same time, here, you know, he gave President a big nod.
Well, one thing we have learned is the enormous effectiveness in terms of a forum. You know, when they said go out and make a speech in Tulsa, you go to make a speech in Tulsa, the purpose is not to make the speech, the purpose is to get the crowd and that kind of thing. Because if you want to make a speech, other than doing it on television, which is a different thing, crime television, which you can only do if it's a hell of a subject. You want to make a speech. Rather than going for some asshole organization here, you know, flapping around, you know, somewhere. That radio device is proving to be the best version. You can put the text out a day in advance. And you deliver the damn thing with no pain and no strain. You work on it. You send it on Saturday. Dominate Sunday papers, and it has an enormous cloud.
It sure is.
Forget the radio, it misses the purpose. Like I said, that's the only radio audience is 10.
Actually, the radio audience is 5 million anyway.
Yeah, but the delivery itself is just the impact of it.
Yeah, but how many rallies of 5 million have we had?
Sure.
Well, it's supposed to be 500,000.
But it's not, it's 5 million.
Okay.
And that's of the speech itself.
Plus the replay.
The replay.
You get on the news station, and they don't have anything else that's really spot stuff, so they play it every half hour.
Killer Nixon. Last week he was a bomber, for sure. He's a killer.
The only two people I've seen kept in that are Ramsey Clark and George McGovern. I haven't seen anybody else.
Although George McGovern said he would go for the dope thing.
Yes.
He was very careful about it. He couldn't be for the death penalty. But
he goes
for
religious
certainly one thing to the
moral scruples.
But did you notice an interesting thing? I didn't find many people speaking out against it, did you?
That's what I say. There's just been the two. And everybody else has just gotten way down.
Why? Because they read the polls.
And right.
They read the polls. Just like amnesty. You can't find anybody for amnesty now either. Yeah. Except the nuts. Mm-hmm. Right, we'll take it over here.
Not many.
And you can give it a second check now, but you think our people can do this this night, yeah. They can check it out and bring the legislation.
So Peterson's pretty impressive.
I was very much impressed, I was gonna mention it. And we should watch.
Very classy.
Richard, he's a classy guy.
Kleene's just hired him.
Yeah.
He's just taking with him, there's some pride. But Peterson is a courier guy, and he would make a decent offer, I think he could be had.
Lucky. Peterson shouldn't go in the private practice.
That's right.
And his mom.
That's right.
So I had a foreign or operate private clients, it's a demeaning thing anyway. After you've done government, you should.
Especially on the crime end, you see, the only thing he knows is criminal law.
I think Peterson's a guy that can think of in terms of. They did well too.
Yeah.
He's impressive. People think he's a scholar. Always, always. Santorelli, of course, is always. And another guy that's proved to be a star is Lynn.
Yeah, he did.
Lynn Sullivan. He's so tough and confident and all that sort of thing. He's about light years ahead of Stans. And frankly, Romney, you know, gobbly was out on the way.
Why do you get people mad? I think incidentally, I got a reading yesterday. The Urban Coalition has turned Romney down.
Good.
And so he's got no place to go. Linowitz wants to retire, so they put Romney's name up. And the board blackballed him.
Is that he's too.
Well, I think he's all sound and pure.
What is your idea, John? The thing I wanted to ask about. I don't know if it's better or something, if there's possible to make a speech or anything with these people they want, because they want to move. Yeah, unless Cole can come up with some scheme to put a few bucks into something for Vietnam veterans only.
Well, I was working
with Able only, rather than all this clowny stuff that they're going into. You understand, one bill that is tough, though, is that these veterans provide for hospitalization for totally disabled Vietnam veterans' dependents, which wouldn't sound to me like a chip of $1 million, in my opinion, which is what the Bureau of the Budget trip talks about. But that,
well, it's all there to say
it is not.
It is Vietnam.
Oh, yes.
Well, okay, so, the bill that's coming to you is for all veterans.
For totally disabled, yeah.
No, for service-connected disabilities, not totally disabled.
If it's totally disabled, that would be something else.
But it is
service-connected.
Service-connected disability.
Anybody that has a service-connected disability can work.
You can have a 5% service-connected disability, or you're still entitled to have your kids take care of in the VA hospital. That's why it runs up to $1 billion.
It's, I mean, given that on Vietnam veterans, it wouldn't amount to much. Do you have an outline of what you thought?
Yes, I turned the draft in here about 4 o'clock. He probably has out here.
Where'd you turn it in?
To Steve. It's a second draft. And it's largely budget. It's largely spending. That's the main thrust of it. It talks about the comparison and so on, but it also talks about responsibility. It puts the monkey right on their back as well as yours. It's conciliatory in a way, but it's a sort of a velvet glove and a nail fist for me.
I think it's very important, John, for you to turn that thing on, which I was trying to do, is like the vestiture of power.
Yeah.
This idea of grabbing the power up. For giving up power. That's a damn good line. Don't you think so, Ron?
I'll get a chance on that tomorrow. CBS is doing a special on the President of the Congress. And,
well, it's the Congress that doesn't want to give up power. The Congress doesn't want to give up its power. They have its pet projects. It's pet spending projects, et cetera. They have it, we want to give up this power. At the present time, the law ruling of the Congress and all that sort of thing, et cetera, that what we think that power should go, not be in the Congress 3,000 miles away, but back in the world.
That'll fit very nicely.
It's avoiding the loss that you can.
On the veteran side.
One of the tax issues, you're getting in front of people that they don't use it very well.
You had to do that for a moment.
We can come through a little bit.
Speech, you're in the speech draft, on the press conference?
Yeah.
Speech draft of what, State of Union, how's that?
Yeah, that's, State of Union. There'll be a better speech draft tomorrow. People will look at their radio speech. And,
The only other thing you have left is
they've done one that's a general wrap-up for radio on the function of government or something, saying, you know, except
that isn't what you want, I think. What you have, if you were to do something for the Congress, that would you have?
The Congress, you get up and say, basically, I've now delivered six focused speeches on various aspects of the State of the Union. I want now to wrap it up, in effect. And then you frame the spending issue, basically. Although there's some lead into it about the progress being made, various fields, things left to be done, quickly summarizing the six areas. And then you swing into the spending thing and say, we've got to stand shoulder to shoulder, protect jobs and taxes and prices and so forth. This is a great challenge.
Congress to the Congress.
Talk over the Congress. I don't think so. I don't think it would
be dull as dishwater.
Well, it wouldn't be dull as dishwater because the fact that you're going there makes it an exciting
event. The fact that you get up there and babble along.
Well, you don't babble for 30 minutes. It runs about 1,500 words, and then by the time people realize that it's dull, they've gotten the point and you're off. It's a way of getting at people on free networks that I can't think of a way to do any other way except to hang by our heels in the portico out here.
Or wait for a question at a press conference, which they may not ask.
That's right.
Just sit here and do the same thing. You have to go to Congress.
Request time
to address the people of the country on the State of the Union. You send all the messages to Congress, and you've been addressing the people of 47 islands, and I've been on the Sun Belt.
Sure, no problem.
Doesn't have the drums in the Congress.
That's the thing that grabs me.
Yeah, I like the drama of the Congress. The drama of the Congress basically is a time when the Congress is enthusiastic. Let me tell you the problem that you've got. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing to us. We don't think anything about it. But for the public sees these assholes sitting there in their hands and the lukewarm receptions and so forth and the commentaries afterwards. And let me put it this way. With a speech, yeah, you're a wonder. If you want to get the speech across, then you want people talking about speech. If, on the other hand, your enemies in the press, and most of them are enemies, are smart, and they're pretty goddamn smart, they'll put the reaction across, and the reaction will be negative.
Well, let me look at it in a little larger context. You are riding enormously high in the country in terms of public confidence. Credit for doing the job.
You go there and get a bad reaction. Sounds bad.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a bad reaction. Put yourself in the shoes of a Jenny Randolph, for instance. who's a pretty partisan guy, he can't be seen disapproving of the kinds of truisms that you're going to state in a speech of that kind. You say, we've got to be responsible. My calculation is that the mixture of the unassailable truths and your high-riding popularity force some of these guys to a response that you wouldn't get another day in time. Now, I don't know. I cut out a bunch of stuff about the POWs in there because they were granted deliberate grants, which I didn't think.
I just put some of that back. I don't know. You said I wouldn't read that at all. Any of that sort of thing should never be read to them.
But I mean, the
book you read. Now you're sent over to the. Yes, give them all.
There are ways of getting some records in there, which will occur to you, but I doubt it.
I just didn't let it out clue. This is pretty bare bones, but
it's a.
I mean, take a look.
Sure, I said it's on speculation.
Sure,
you can. Sure. You can
right.
Are there other ways we can do this? But I do think, one way or the other, in the next 2 weeks, you've got to shoot over the heads of the Congress of the people. Now, maybe you get just exactly the right question Thursday.
Why are we going to do your press conference? We do the show that we want to do.
Yeah, that won't hit the people.
Well, one that are on the news, maybe over entitled to go on the news. You know, compared to the audience listening to a 15-minute
yeah, interview. Yeah, I realize this subject. This subject is terribly difficult for audience to listen to. I made the budget speech a dozen times. I made it. We're doing organizing government better a dozen times. I made the compassion speech 100 times. My silly mind, you can't get it. It's not quite. Teeter on this poll that he did for someone else, and there was a lot of that point in that we ought to keep in mind, which we have, but we aren't submitted, which is that in terms of level of concern of people, taxes is not a problem. Inflation and prices, and they use the word inflation on the playback rather than just high prices, is a problem.
Why would they
get all of that? But in our argument on all this stuff that we're talking about up here, we keep saying, you know, we'll have to raise taxes if you overspend the budget.
Never say that along.
I know, but he said, if you can bring yourself to do it, just hit inflation.
Well, but look, you can couple it with this other one we had about the homeowners, that the guy is most motivated by the fact that he's a homeowner.
That's right.
And you can grab him.
Our constituencies, the 70% of people who live in homes are dealers by taxes.
That's the reason I cranked in that thing Sunday about the mortgage deduction.
I've never been impressed with Teeter's polling in depth anyway. Now, I don't think he has, he's ever had much of a girl. He was the guy that said legalize marijuana. Don't do that. That's bad. I think his polling is bad. His interpretation is Teeter basically is not Teeter is so oriented for the liberal side. He doesn't understand how to read other things, in my opinion. Last one is worth checking out.
Does anybody want to legalize marijuana now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
No, but I mean all over the place.
Yeah.
And that 9%.
I don't see that stepping up. I say that in Congress.
Yeah.
Ray Shaver.
So, you're going to get ready for a guy in a marijuana.
City of Washington, I can find Parks Colts.
I did talk about this.
And
about that.
Chuck's partner, they turned it down. That's the only firm I've heard of so far. It's just
turned down.
Yeah. Smathers.
Smathers taking $100,000.
Everybody in town. And in New York. And they're just all
probably get on.
I need new law firms so they cover all sides.
What? So they're getting no stuff. And the stuff comes over the transit department every day.
You know, we've been doing more things around. I was looking over some of your news that I've been recording over the last 4 weeks, even more useless things that we've been doing. And it's been, with the possible exception of crimes, we had some impact. And I would say we've had four of the most wasted weeks with more energy than I ever spent in my life. You know what I mean? What I mean, in terms of meeting with congressmen, meeting with governors, meeting with mayors, meeting with contributors, crapping around, you know, all the crap, like 18 appointments a day, and so forth and so on. But it does show you how you can piss away the time and accomplish nothing.
Well, it's
an understanding that has to be done.
It's always
prevented. And all this business, you know, I mean, that rather than trade with the president has gone out to the trader bitch to dinner and this and that and the other thing. Doesn't affect the public at all. Oh, shit. Not. Only affects from ignorance.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Because out in the country,
people like
it. I think it's huge playback from those kinds of things.
Yeah.
For your bitch, as an example.
Yeah.
I don't believe Seattle's different than other places when I was out there for that thing.
More intelligent people.
Heard all about it. All played back to me.
Sure, going on, you do that. Meeting with the governors is what you don't ever hear.
Meeting with the governors? Except that the governor got up at this thing, and it was on television the next night and told all about how he was at the White House and all this, and he was anointing himself.
Sure.
But at the same time, here, you know, he gave the president a big nod.
Well, one thing we have learned is the enormous effectiveness in terms of a forum. You know, they said go out and make a speech in Tulsa. You go to make a speech in Tulsa, the purpose is not to make the speech, the purpose is to get the crowd, and that kind of thing. Because if you want to make a speech, other than doing it on television, which is a different thing, crime not on television, which you can only do if it's a hell of a subject, you want to make a speech. Rather than going for some asshole organization here, you know, flapping around, you know, somewhere, that radio device is proving to be the best version. You put the text out a day in advance. And you deliver the damn thing with no pain and no strain. You work on it. You send it on Saturday. It dominates Sunday papers, and it has an enormous cloud.
Yes, sure.
Forget the radio. And this is the purpose. We're talking about the number of radio audience is 10.
Actually, the radio audience is 5 million anyway.
Yeah, but the delivery sounds just to be
yeah, but how many rounds of 5 million have we had?
Sure.
Well, it was supposed to be 500,000.
But it's not. It's 5 million.
Okay.
And that's of the speech itself.
Plus the replay.
The replay.
Killers. Last week he was a bomber, for sure. He's a killer.
Okay. Well, the only two people I've seen pick them that are Ramsey Clark and George McGovern. I haven't seen anybody else.
Although George McGovern said he would go for the dope thing.
Yes. He was very careful about it. He could be for the death penalty, but he
does
for
religious
reasons. Certainly one thing to the
moral scruples.
But did you notice an interesting thing? I didn't find many people speaking out against it, did you?
That's what I say. There's just been a few. And everybody else has just gotten way down.
Why? Because they read the polls.
And right. They read the polls.
Just like amnesty. You can't find anybody for amnesty now either. Yeah. Except the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take it over here.
Not
many. Maybe we can give it a second check now.
So, Peterson's pretty impressive.
I was very much impressed. I was going to mention that. And we should watch.
Very classy.
Richard Curtis, he's a classy guy.
Kleinies is higher than him.
Yeah,
he needs to take him with him. There's some try. But Peterson is a courier guy. If he was given a decent offer, I think he could be had it.
Lucky. Peterson shouldn't go in the private practice.
That's right.
At this time.
That's right.
So, pouring her out for private clients is a demeaning thing anyway. Actually, done government.
necessarily on the crime end. You see, the only thing he knows is criminal law.
I think he was in the sky with anything on the counter.
Speech draft how's that?
Yeah, that's city of Union. There'll be a better speech draft tomorrow. People look at their radio speech. And, they've done one that's a general wrap-up for radio on the function of government or something, saying, you know, except the...
That is what you want, I think. But you haven't, if you were to do something for the Congress, that would happen.
The Congress should get up and say, basically, I've now delivered six focus speeches on various aspects of the State of the Union. I want now to wrap it up, in effect. And then you frame the spending issue, basically. Although there's some lead into it about the progress being made, various fields, things left to be done, quickly summarizing the six areas. And then you swing into the spending thing and say, we've got to stand shoulder to shoulder, protect jobs and taxes and prices and so forth. This is a great challenge.
Purpose of Congress.
Talk over the Congress. I don't think so. I don't think he would.
Be dull as dishwater.
Well, it wouldn't be dull as dishwater because the fact that you're going there makes it exciting.
I have the fact that you get up there and babble long.
Well, you don't babble for 30 minutes. It runs about 1,500 words, and then by the time people realize that it's dull, they've gotten the point and you're off. It's a way of getting at people on three networks that I can't think of a way to do any other way except to hang by our heels in the portico out here.
Or waiting for a question at the press conference, which they may not ask.
That's right.
Just sit here and do the same thing. You have to go to the conference.
Request time
to address the people of the country and the State of the Union. You send all the messages to Congress, and you've been addressing the people of 47 islands, and I don't want to sound out on television.
Sure, not possible.
I would read that. letter not included. This is pretty bare bones, but,
it's a,
I mean, take a look.
Sure,
it's a ton of speculation.
Sure.
Right.
There are other ways we can do this.
But I do think, one way or the other, in the next 2 weeks, you've got to shoot over the heads of the Congress of the people. Now, maybe you get just exactly the right question Thursday.
Why are we going to do your press conference? We do the show that we want to do.
Yeah, that won't hit the people.
Well, one that are on the news, maybe all are entitled to go on this.
Sure.
You know, compared to the audience listening to a 15.
Yeah, because you don't have this subject. This subject is terribly difficult for audience to listen to. I made the budget speech a dozen times. I made it. We're doing organizing government better a dozen times. I made the compassion speech 100 times. My silly mind, you can't get it. It's not quite. Teeter on this poll that he did for someone else, and there was a lot of that point in that we ought to keep in mind, which we have, but which is that in terms of level of concern of people, taxes is not a problem. Inflation and prices, and they use the word inflation on playback rather than just high prices, is a problem.
Well, I would think
and all of
that. But
in our argument on all this stuff that we're talking about up here, we keep saying, you know, we'll have to raise taxes if you overspend the budget.
I never say that along.
I know, but I just he said, if you can bring yourself to do it, just hit inflation.
Well, but look, you can couple it with this other one we had about the homeowners. That the guy is most motivated by the fact that he's a homeowner.
That's right.
And you can grab him. Our constituencies, the 70% of people who live in homes are people who pay taxes. That's the reason I cranked in that thing Sunday about the mortgage deduction.
I've never been impressed with Teeter's polling in depth anyway. Now, I don't think he has, he's ever had much of a girl. He was the guy that said legalize marijuana.
Don't